Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. And this is, as I record this, this is the final episode of anything on Cannabis Radio on the network for 2024. So on behalf of yours truly and the entire team at Cannabis Radio, happy new year as soon as you hear this. And speaking of the new year, I can tell you behind the scenes of one of our sponsors here, the Buzz CRM, we are going through a redesign. So a fresh look for the new year, also new features. But of course, you already know about this. When it comes to the Buzz CRM and what we do on a regular basis, 500 marketing tools in one platform. No need for the endless and expansive subscriptions. Look, you struggle to go and take care of subscriptions for streaming services. You don't even know what your logins and passwords are. Imagine if you just had one login and password and all the tools you need, AI-driven, when it comes to handling phone calls, texts, emails, social media, everything. All in one, including our unique missed call text back feature. Listen, who else is on their game on New Year's Eve doing this episode right now? I know people in the media that don't do this at all, so I'm calling you out right now on this program. I know how you people are. We keep working. We don't stop. And with the Buzz CRM, you don't stop working. You are continually operational 24/7. Go to thebuzzcrm.com and be a part of the new redesign. As soon as you see it, you're going to like say to yourself, we should have done it sooner. So take it from yours truly. Go right now to thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com. Go sign up today. One price, one platform, all that you need. And with me right now, I'm going to go ahead and welcome into the program. If you go and look at them, this company is saying they're not just here to play the cannabis game. They want to rewrite the rules. They're going to rewrite the rules. And specifically when it comes to the California cannabis market, it's tough, but it's their turf. And they have a sharp management team, razor sharp, and a knack for flipping challenges into wins, building a powerhouse of profitable top-tier retail operations. I'm talking about Rolano Consulting. And right now I'm joined by their CEO, Hank Casillas. Hank, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate you joining me on this New Year's Eve.
Well, thank you very much, and happy New Year's Eve. Excited to wrap up a very productive 2024 and launch into an exciting 2025. It's always interesting how the turn of the year, changes people's thinking, and we're excited to be here to share our story.
So in the mission statement for Rolano Consulting, you talk about bringing together unparalleled experience, expertise, and performance to revolutionizing retail consulting and the cannabis industry. So, Hank, can you give us any kind of idea as to what brought your team into the cannabis space and anything you could tell us about what you've been able to do to dramatically turn around a struggling cannabis retailer's performance, tangible impact on their bottom line, customer retention? In California, obviously, a lot of companies have been around for over a decade, and some that have made that struggle and find their way back. What can you tell us about what you've done for some of those folks?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that opportunity. First, we call ourselves unique to cannabis. And the reason that we call ourselves unique to cannabis is we have almost 100 years of outside of cannabis business discipline experience and close to 50 years within cannabis. And we've been able to meld, what we've learned outside of cannabis into the cannabis environment. You know, what makes cannabis unique is it definitely has its own culture. And one of the struggles that we have seen here in California is kind of the conflict and the tension between business-minded folks, people that really didn't grow up in the cannabis environment, and the true pioneers that have really brought cannabis to this point where it can be a very important commodity. And
well,
helping
Hank,
the lives.
Let me
of
just
others.
Jump in. What are some of the things that your team brings into the space that gives that expertise? What can you tell me about the makeup of those that have a good understanding of the cannabis market and can help these folks out?
Yeah, so I have over 34 years of retail experience, having started entry level scooping ice cream at Save On Drugs and working my way through college and through the management ranks to leading CVS's Western division. And in 2019, I decided to retire and do something different. A childhood friend of mine, Rick Probst, got me into the cannabis space, and I saw a huge opportunity. The addition to the team, two addition, Gian Barazzi, who was an MIT grad, who launched C4 Distro as a co-founder, as our CFO, and he brings a unique experience of understanding cannabis and an incredible systems and finance background. And then our fourth partner, Dina Howard, who is an HR professional expert. She built the HR team at Urban Leaf and State House. And then underneath, we've got a great team that really drives the business, and Kelsey Shears, Kaylee Owens, and Bree Crespin. All of them are entry-level, lifelong cannabis colleagues, with Kelsey being the one person who's more in line with my experience, and she came from the professional environment, working at 7-Eleven and in leading their store development group. And then
Well, and I
she
want
went
to
to
jump in on that
Starbucks.
real quick, Hank, because with that said, the retail experience that you have now, so let's go into your end where you just mentioned just now, working for CVS Health. I want to make sure to clear that. So for almost 13 years, you worked at CVS Health as their Western United States Division Vice President, Senior Vice President. And you worked in that C-level role. And what is it about the retail experience bringing into CVS Health? Because I know my prescriptions are at CVS. And I never got a chance to go into any of the clinics or the doctor's office environment they have within the pharmacy, and what the dynamic is within the pharmacy environment and the having a clinician or having a medical professional, not just a pharmacist, but having a medical professional there as well in the same dynamic, how that works best for the dispensary space. What can you tell me about what you've been able to go and tell companies that are either large multi-state operators or those that are in the grassroots operations that are small, either maybe social equity operators or just smaller owners are just getting started, mom and pops. So helping out the having the right executives and having the right people, the right leadership around to get the process right and getting people right in line. But what can you tell me also about the retail experience that you had, having that dynamic of having a medical professional? So again, it's like having a medical cannabis market dispensary or a medical marijuana treatment center, I would say, like in Florida, like we have here with the dispensary experience. What can you tell me about having that combined together for some of these folks that are working in the space and how you consult with them?
That's a great question. You know, there are a lot of things that you need to do well to run a business, but the most important thing you do is how you impact that customer and the patient. And one of the things that I learned in my time of leading pharmacies is how important a pharmacist is in helping patients with their health. What really drew me to this industry is that our budtenders are the most important person in our company. They're the ones that touch every customer and every patient, and they have the ability to influence those customer and patients. And when you do that the right way, you see tremendous growth. So one of the very unique metrics is that for the past 5 years in California, through industry data, a customer on average buys 2 units per trip. And as we've seen price compression and competitive nature bring down the price of products, we've seen a decline in revenues because basket has dropped. So about a year ago, we developed a training program called WEEDS. It's educate or explore, educate, and elevate, with a W in front of it and a DS behind it, turning it into WEEDS. And what we've trained our people on is the importance of exploration, really understanding that patient and customer and why they came in. Then educate them on all the opportunities within the dispensary that day, and then you elevate the sale. On top of that, we've put in a proprietary incentive program, and the results have been remarkable. We've seen a 20% expansion in our basket, and it's come from one metric. We average 3 to 4 units per customers. And here's the thing that's really interesting about cannabis. It's fun. And customers, when they leave buying more than they expected because of a really powerful experience with that budtender, they're happy. They're happy they spent more because they have products that are going to make them feel better. They're going to help with perhaps a condition like sleep or pain or anxiety. Our business is happy because we're expanding and growing our top line. And our people are happy because they're making more money than ever through a really cool incentive program.
I
And
want
that
to
has been.
bring up a point here, Hank. Okay, what you just had mentioned now just before, and obviously this is something that you also mentioned on your LinkedIn post when referencing Headset and some of the stats they put out there. Again, year-over-year sales, Margin declines, price compression, year-over-year customer count and movement have increased as customer demand continues to grow. So one of those areas we got to think about is when it comes to you, your team talked about, having the emphasis on people, process, and technology. That's a philosophy that you specifically address to help clients optimize their product selection and minimize waste. So when you talk about having the dispensaries and the budtenders that are there and the people that are also working within, there is a dynamic that a lot of companies are saying, well, having the right people, maybe have that leadership, but also they're saying to have the knowledge and information, well, we can start relying more on AI. Obviously, we're going to see that become a bigger issue in 2025 that people are going to just try to figure out what can they use AI for, how much can they go ahead and micromanage their business by using AI as much as possible. How do you go ahead and counteract that?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Actually, I'm not going to counteract it. I'm going to embrace it. I believe that AI is an enabler for our people to learn. So we just rolled out the second phase of the WEEDS program, Educate. And one of the things we talked about is the importance of our people educating themselves so that they could be more powerful in educating the patient and customer. And it's really unique. I watched this the other day in a dispensary. We had a customer that everybody there knows. This customer, he probably knows more about weed than all of us. He grew up in San Francisco. He's now retired in the Santa Cruz market, buys a lot of weed, knows everything about it. And yet, I watched our budtender take the time to engage with him and then ask him some powerful questions. And he bought three more items because of her input. And so, where I see AI, yes, it will educate our customers and patients. And I saw that in the pharmacy environment. People go in and teach themselves. But still, that one-on-one interaction with the pharmacist, or in our case, the budtender, is still really powerful because they see that person as an expert. So it's the job of us and our people to make sure our people are experts. So there's an emphasis in educate yourself daily. They're sharing with each other what they've learned about cannabis that's new and different. And I don't care how much you know, educating yourself leads to growth. And that empowers our people, and it makes it a better experience for our customers. So I don't see AI as a replacement of our people. I see it as an enabler for our people to be even more powerful in how they impact the customer and patient.
I think you reestablish roles. I think you reestablish what might be the requirements or what how a particular somebody might be in their position. I always use this example recently about how a journalist needs to go and just re-identify. You are the hunter-gatherer now. You're gathering the information, but the AI is going to write it for you. And the same idea here when it comes to inventory management, when it comes to, being able to go ahead and have control of what day-to-day operations are, it still needs human input. So it's a matter of identifying how that person's going to go help and work to integrate what they're doing and bring in what information is coming in so they can go help generate the right information to the AI into the platforms you're going to be using out there for whatever for seed to sale that's being used for tracking or inventory or what have you. And I see that coming into place. And I can see that's one of the things where that's one of those areas where you're using marketing materials to help emphasize strategies that actually work. And now the other thing too is the area about scaling revenue being a key goal for Relano Consulting and how many cannabis businesses struggle with maintaining brand authenticity and customer loyalty as they grow. So when it comes to helping clients balance expansion, preserve their unique identity, and attract customer base, what are you talking about, that fight with making sure you have products up there that if you're trying to get your brand out there and prominent without having to go to other brands that you're not going to get the direct revenue off of? It's going to be off a revenue share. What do you do about, building that brand to bring it much stronger, get it much more impact, and also getting that customer loyalty to keep them coming back?
Yeah, really good question. Customer segmentation is critical in our business. And the reason that we've embraced using Headset is Headset has a suite of reporting tools in there that are helping us with customer segmentation. We can go in and see what a 42-year-old female is buying. And one of the unique things about a female customer is that they buy more, but they shop less. And there's a lot of reasons why. And they over-index for delivery. There's still a stigma within our culture around females in cannabis, especially if you're a mom. And that understanding of it's okay to drink wine, but it's not okay to use cannabis. But that's shifting, that thinking is shifting within the consumers. And so creating an environment for them to feel safe and for them to feel like they can test these products is critical. And that's what customer segmentation tells us. So the three groups that we focused on in the latest training with our people were our flower connoisseurs, because your flower connoisseur still drives the industry. They're over 30%. They buy the most and they will spend what they want to for really good flower. So you have to understand that customer. They matter. But the two growth, the fastest growing demographic are seniors. And as you know, the number one selling SKU in the industry is the wild CBN. So that's for sleep. And then the other fastest growing segment are the female customers. And the female customers are more loyal. They're less discount sensitive. They buy what they want if it works, and they have to feel safe in that environment. So leveraging that customer segmentation data to create a promotional strategy that doesn't drain your margin, but is targeted to drive the right customers in. And then with really good upselling techniques and great service, you can maximize that experience for the customer.
So I want to direct people to the website as we wrap things up. The website is RilanoINC.com. Let me spell that out for you. RilanoINC.com. If you look on the website and look under services, a full portfolio. You have operations from retail, manufacturing, cultivation, finance and accounting, data analytics and technology, people operations, HR services, legal and compliance, and also want to just bring up here, M&A and new store development, very important here. And looking at areas when it comes to market analysis, feasibility studies, financial modeling and projections, integration planning, negotiation support, real estate planning, and regulatory compliance planning. And in that area of compliance, I want to just go ahead and close out with this because also very important to me when it comes to the operations. And now California doesn't really necessarily have the most strict or stringent regulations of other states. It's always been a little bit of a point of contention. Not every company is going to be able to go and get to good manufacturing practices standards, but GMP should be the goal and should be the standard that the cannabis industry can go ahead and follow along with, that the FDA and other regulatory bodies will go ahead and acknowledge. And also internationally in the same way. Again, on this program and on Blunt Business, I talk about compliance all the time. But what can you tell me in terms of what you do right now as we wrap things up? Why is it important to go and talk with a team like yours? Because you're staying ahead of the curve on trends, technologies, and regulatory changes. So you can offer this cutting-edge advice to clients and the expertise that you provide with it.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. Again, back in my day of coming up in the retail environment, quality and compliance go hand in hand. They're not separate. So a lot of people see compliance as a regulatory legal requirement. We see it as a quality environment. So keeping a suite of the current compliance standards that are within your operating market is critical. And the reason you do it, I'm a big believer in how people think is how they act. So if our people are thinking is that compliance and a compliance mindset leads to quality for the experience for the customer, it develops a trust between us and the patient. And that trust is critical. I lived, 30 some years of pharmacy, the pharmacy world, and there were times when pharmacy had missteps just like cannabis. You acknowledge it and you fix it. And then you put controls in place. And I was very fortunate when I was with Albertsons, they put me through the Six Sigma program. And I became a Six Sigma Six Sigma black belt over 2 years. And what I learned was a root cause analysis, leveraging data to fix problems for the last time. So we had a misstep at one of our dispensaries in the past 3 months. We addressed it, we fixed it, and we put controls in place. So DMAIC is define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. And once you get to that process, the most important part of that is control metrics to make sure that you stay compliant. And if you tie compliance to the quality and the experience that the customers and patients expect, it's not no longer a regulatory and legal issue. It's a part of doing business in a way that will help you grow healthily.
One more time, we'll go ahead and direct people to the website once again. Rilano Consulting, RILANOINC.com, RILANOINC.com. And as we wrap things up, Hank, take another minute to go and tell people when they go to the website what they should be doing and how they should get in touch with your team.
Yeah, no, they like what he shared, there's a multitude of things on there that we can help you with. We will provide a free consultation. It doesn't cost anything. We know how money is tight in the California cannabis market. We know that it's difficult to be successful. We're willing to look at any opportunity and see how we can help and understand that this is not about making money. Consultants have a bad name out there. I worked with consultants when I was at CVS and how much they charge. That's not who we are. We really want to help. I firmly believe that I just one thing I'll share with you. When I was a category manager and I had the analgesics desk, Procter & Gamble was the planogram lead, and they came in and they helped me with the planogram. And I was shocked that they weren't putting their products in the right placement. And I asked them, I go, why aren't you giving yourself the better placement? They go, Hank, we own 20% of the category with CVS. If we help you lift that by 15%, we're going to get our fair share. That mindset really stuck with me. It's not about beating the competition. It's about elevating our industry, because if our industry elevates, everybody can win. And so when you look at Rilano, we're here to help. Reach out. We'll have a conversation with you. And if we think there's a way that we can help you improve your business in a cost-effective way with an ROI calculator, we'll commit to that and we'll come to a good agreement, because we want to help elevate the industry so that one day we can all be proud that we were part of the startup of cannabis.
Fantastic. Once again, here with the CEO at Rilano Consulting, Hank Casillas. And again, the website is Rilano, RILANOINC.com. Thank you so much for being on this. And thanks for closing out our year in Cannabis Radio. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year's to everybody. Take care.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.